owner, homeowner's best friend.
Come on in, y'all, to my house. It's every Arizona homeowner's happy place. Now, we show up every Saturday morning to inform, protect, and entertain you on each and every topic having to do with the maintenance, the repair, or the remodeling of your house, home, castle, or cabin. Voted Arizona's number one homeowner resource and contractor referral directory for 16 years running. Thank you very much. Don't even think about touching your house till you touch base with us here at Rosie on the House. You can touch base with us many ways. Our website, rosieonthehouse.com, gives you the opportunity to become a Rosie Insider and subscribe to the newsletter that'll hit your email box every single Thursday. That email newsletter, weekly newsletter, will kind of inform you as to what topics we're going to be covering this coming Saturday. So on Thursday, we informed you we will have Dr. Silvertooth here from U of A talking dirty. And we did that last hour with Julie Murphy from Arizona Farm Bureau. You would already know that we've got Adam Homer, the Marketing and Business Development Manager from Pella Mountain West, to talk to you about the doors and windows around your house, home, castle, or cabin. A repeat guest by demand of the listeners. Adam, welcome back to Rosie on the House, my friend.
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. Glad to be back.
We've covered the door and window topic in many different angles over the years. Today's angle is going to be a little bit different based on the demand I'm basically seeing as a remodeler of what homeowners want. And today is a perfect example of why they want it.
Yeah, this is a Chamber of Commerce type day, right?
We're calling it pass-through windows and walk-through walls.
Yeah.
I want the back wall of my house to disappear.
Yeah.
And y'all can do that.
Oh, yeah, we can. We've been doing it for a long time, and it's never been more popular than now. It seems like every live event we do, whether it's a home show or an event at our showrooms, everybody, whether they're building a new house, remodeling, replacing their windows, they want a pass-through window, multi-slide, bifolding type door to open up their back of their house.
And there are a lot of different varieties and flavors of a pass-through window.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a hardcore pass-through guy. Pass-through to me means no windowsill on the countertop.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to take that deep fried turkey, a 16 pounder in a pot, and just slide it back inside to Jennifer so my brother can carve it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to lift it up over that edge. And that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I don't know where it started from, but I know for me personally, I started noticing it in restaurants, and bars and such 20, 30 years ago, where they started putting in, you've seen it with garage doors,
yes,
even as
yes,
windows and doors, but the big pass-through awning windows, or they got the window hung up with chains. I've seen that at different restaurants as well. So that started to drive the residential market, and customers started saying, hey, I was down on a trip to Mexico, whatever. I saw this bar window. I want this in my house. Can you do it? And so that pushed us to create new products to be able to give them what they were looking for.
Now, I will have to say, as a remodeling contractor, I was surprised how many different trades had to get involved with that smooth countertop that I wanted.
Yeah.
You're talking to the cabinet guy. You're talking to the countertop guy. You're talking to the window guy. You're talking to the framing contractor. I mean, there's a lot that goes into creating that.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of details.
What I like is probably the more expensive, but there are windows that will make a very nice pass through with a very low profile sash sitting on top of the countertop as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we kind of start from the beginning of when these became a thing, we were just taking simple sliding windows, whether it was a fiberglass or a vinyl window, and using that, we'd oversize it or put two side by side, but you still have, like you said, you've got the the window frame, obstructing the pass-through style, but you could still hand things through, of course. You get rid of the bug screens. And then we would also see people use single-hung windows, you know, the sash lifts, using as pass-throughs as well. And but you're limited in sizes, and you have obstructions, and you can only do so much with those things. So that's when it really started to push the boundaries of doing, you know, the bifolding windows and the multi-slide types and things like that. But yeah, there's a lot of coordination that goes into those things.
A lot.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
And the dilemma at our house is when you've got Romy inside pouring, he won't bring you your mug. He slides it.
Okay.
So you've got to have that clean surface all the way to the outside refreshment stand.
Yeah. And that is that's the one thing that most people want is they don't want any sort of a track, any sort of a frame blocking that view, and we can do that now for people.
And we can do the pass through window in how many different frame types?
Sure.
Operation types.
Yes.
You mentioned a couple. Double hung.
Yeah, XO. The sliding windows and a double hung or a single hung would be the least expensive way to go.
Okay.
And you can usually fit that into whatever the opening is in the house or the side of the house they want to do this to. It's usually, you don't have to do a whole lot of construction to pull that off. Up from there would probably be the awning window would be next, which I'll get into a little bit more detail later, I think.
Okay.
But that's this type that opens up like a garage door.
Hinges on the top.
Hinged on the top.
Swings out.
Yep. And then there's pneumatic openers on the side that assist with the lift and then holds it
into
place.
Just like the hatchback of a SUV.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, great analogy. Just like a hatchback. And then from there, you've got a bifolding type window, which either can fold to the left or to the right in multiple panels, or it can be split in the middle and go out to each side. And then that's the
accordion style,
yeah,
stacking.
Yeah, people call it accordion
leaves.
Bifolding. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And that you can go, I think we can make those as wide as 35 or 40 feet wide. So we can do those pretty big, but the biggest and probably the most popular is it's the multi-slide product, and that's
okay.
basically a sliding door that we just make into a shorter size product to make it into a window, and we can make those up to 50 feet wide and 10 feet tall. Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, it's crazy, some of these houses. I mean, you've seen them here in the valley that just the whole back of their house is glass. Usually the windows aren't that big, you know, it's not uncommon to see a 20-footer as a multi-slide window. And those can come in pocketing or non-pocketing. They can go left
and
or right.
Pocketing means basically disappearing into the wall.
Yeah, disappears and
you're
looks like
you're opening the space completely.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also pretty popular for people to automate those. You know, they want to be able to push. I mean, their whole house is tricked out with everything when you're getting to that level. And so they want to be able to just push a button or go on their phone and hit the app and, you know, have it open that way or have a rain sensor so when the weather's coming, it closes up automatically.
And Jennifer's got that up on the Roselle Now's Facebook right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if y'all want to see what Adam's talking about, really a pretty spectacular example of exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It actually shows it in motion. It's not just a still picture on Facebook or Twitter.
And that's mm-hmm. ATF?
That's AFT, yeah. Yeah,
that's the
finer
waterfall.
Touch construction. Yeah. Yeah, and
that's right here. That he's a local guy.
Yeah. Local Scottsdale builder, and that project's up in Silverleaf and Scottsdale, North Scottsdale there. And you want to talk about coordination.
I mean to tell you.
The countertop changed a couple of times, and when you're talking the thickness of the countertop changing, that changes everything.
Everything.
Absolutely everything, whether it's the header or the height of the countertop. And those things are typically fixed measurements. So when the designer comes in and goes, oh, we actually changed from quartz to, you know, whatever, the right. Venetian marble or something like that, we had to scramble and change the design because it had already been put into production. So, it came out beautiful. And we've gotten more questions and activity on that one post than any project we've ever done, just because it's so unique.
Well, it is unique, and like I say, you can see it at Roselle Now's Facebook right now. It truly is a pass-through window disappearing wall that makes the entire back end of the house disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, the back patio is now truly an extension of your interior family room, living space, kitchen.
Yeah.
And my hat's off to the guy, because it really is. It is the perfect application of a really cool engineering.
It is. And we, when the architect, when I first saw the plans and was talking to the architect and the homeowner about this, I didn't even think we could do it. Because, you know, from Pella, you know, just from pointing and clicking on their software, you can't create that. So what we ended up having to do was order these custom panels, you know, made to the size that we needed. And then we worked with a local vendor to make the frame system that's right in Gilbert. There was a lot of people, a lot of trial and error, and we ended up pulling it off. It was awesome.
Well, it is a perfect example of the pass-through window, walk-through wall. You can see it at rosieonthehouse.com. It's a Pella product
that
was installed by a local Scottsdale builder. My hat's off to you, the engineer, the manufacturer, the architect, everybody that pulled that off, because I can't tell you how many people have called me and shown me that picture and said, I want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get it a lot, too.
You want that in your 1983 ranch home? Yeah, right here in my back wall. Okay. Let's talk through everything that has to happen for me to do that in a remodeling situation. And I want to cover that maybe when we get back and talk about in a remodeling situation, that disappearing walk-through wall and that pass-through window, like that situation, gets considerably more complicated. And it's complicated in a new home.
Yeah.
But it gets really complicated in a remodeled home.
It does.
Can we talk about that
right
after this break?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Adam Homer, the, let me get this right, marketing and business development manager for Pella Mountain West right here in Arizona. Adam has been with Pella. You've been on the radio for 15, 20 years with us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 24 years now.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going to guess. So he's here again. If you've got a door or a window question, don't hesitate to call us now, and we'll put you on air, and your question will help educate you and everyone else who's listening at 1-888-767-4348.
Come to my
In our On the House Hour, talking about something specifically on your home, castle, or cabin. We're talking windows today with Pella Windows and Doors, and we're talking about pass-through windows and, you know, big open-up patio doors that connect your inside with your outside and kind of an extension of your home. What you guys were talking during the break about a permit Rosie's working on for one of these.
Mm-hmm.
What kind how many homes can just take this retrofit without a big structural overhaul?
Well, it's a good question, and it's one we get a lot. And it's the answer simply is not many. Especially when you're talking older homes, anything probably 10, 15 years or older, like we've talked about in the past, Rosie, where you've got a house that has multiple French doors on the back of the house, because back then that's all they had to be able to give you the view of the mountains or whatever,
that's
the
right.
golf course. And somebody says, well, hey, I want to pull these doors out and put in one of those big 50-foot multi-slides.
You bet.
And what they don't realize is you've got individual headers for each one of those openings, and you've got all the framing to do what they built the house with, and you can't just clear all that out and put in a nice big door unless you want the back of your house to fall down. So
yeah, that's the aspect I have to explain to a lot of homeowners when they want to do that. I tell them, now look, your ranch home built in the 70s is masonry, and there's a collar that goes all the way around the top of the masonry wall. It's called a bond beam. How high do you want to take this? Do you want to go higher? Because we never built homes in the 70s, 80s to see Camelback Mountain. We were shading the windows and blocking the views and everything else. So the outside walls of your home, whether it's masonry or frame, has to have what's called shear resistance. So in an exaggerated illustration. With a 200-mile-an-hour horizontal wind, the walls have to be able to withstand the sheer pressure of that wind trying to flatten the walls or take them off their foundation. So in a box, that's pretty stable. Mm-hmm. But when we turn the back long axis of the house into a glass wall, we've now lost a lot of our shear. Mm-hmm. So not only are we having to recreate the shear strength, but we're having to recreate the point load bearings, the footings at either end, mm-hmm. the header across the top. And when a homeowner comes to y'all and wants something like that, how do you coach them? I mean, that's not a do-it-yourself project.
No, it's not. And it's usually the I mean, anybody who's looked into it with, you know, any sort of detail, they quickly find out that it's not just an easy, you know, remove and replace type situation. But for those that, you know, they come in all excited with a picture on Instagram and say, I want to do this on my house. Can you guys do this?
And of There's nothing we can't do.
Yeah, the answer is always sure. Yeah, we can. The real question is, what's your budget and what's your time frame? Because this is not it's certainly not fast, and it's certainly in the most cases it's not cheap. And that's, you know, the product is one thing, depending on what one of those options that we talked about earlier that you choose, but it's the construction. And in the case of, you know, the example that we talked about with all the patio doors, taking all that out and getting a permit and an engineer. And all the construction, the drywall, the stucco, the patio, the electrical, sometimes the plumbing redo.
Adam, I've walked into houses that are in the middle of this, and they're sewing it back up, and I ask them, well, have y'all got all your inspections? Well, we didn't get a permit.
Yeah. And that is, you have to, for one of these things, you have to have a permit. Typically you have to have an engineer that's stamped, you know, signing off on the drawings and everything. But yeah, it's very involved. And so once you start kind of laying that out, you have two types of people. You got the one that will kind of shut down. Once you start talking about permits and engineering, their eyes glass over
they
and they're
do.
Like, oh, okay, well, never mind. It's too much for me. And then you get the other ones go, okay, yeah, this, I don't care what it costs and how long it takes. This is what I want. And then let's get you partnered up with a contractor that we can refer to you to, and let's start getting you some pricing on the options that are available, and let's go.
And we're talking primarily right now, this last segment, about a photo we've posted on Rosie on the House Facebook page about a Pella application that was built right here in the Scottsdale area that gives you a complete disappearing window over the top of a countertop and a wall that jams up and locks to that window. So you've basically opened up everything. It's a very dramatic effect. But as we've talked about, it's not for everyone. It's not a do-it-yourself project. And you're going to pay a price for that drama. Mm-hmm. But y'all have other options that we can certainly talk about in the next segment that people can take a look as something they could tackle themselves.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about that. We're here with Adam Homa of Pella Mountain West. We'll be right back. Slide that window open. There it goes, right there. Now, we're here with Adam Homer. His title is Marketing and Business Development Manager. That's what he goes by for Pella Mountain West region that stretches basically from Nogales to British Columbia and everywhere is in between. And I still want the janitorial job for the Jackson Hole showroom. Anytime it becomes available, I will move tomorrow.
All right. So I'll let them know.
Keep my name in the hat up there, would you please?
All right, I will.
All right. But I have to admit to you, Adam, around the office, you're just the Pella guy.
Yeah.
Who should I call? Call Adam. Adam will know who to talk. Call Adam. call Amazon.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, like we said earlier, I've been there quite a while, and I've had a lot of positions, held a lot of positions at the company, but which is awesome. It's like I've had multiple careers in the 20-some years I've been there.
Well, pretty, I love it. A pretty impressive operation. We've only been buying Pella windows and installing them as a remodeler for about, I've been in business 47 years. We've only been installing Pella about 43 of those years.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a long time.
It took me a couple of years to find you.
Yeah.
And then as Pella expanded the product, it became so much more versatile because y'all were the Rolls Royce of windows. And, I mean, it was only the upper echelon of homeowners that could go to that aluminum clad architecture. I don't think y'all call it the architectural series anymore, but that's what
But back then it was just called a Pella window.
The Pella window.
Yeah, I mean, it was the Roll Screen company way back then.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, it was aluminum clad, beautiful wood interior. We put thousands of those units in over the years, and I still love them. But y'all expanded y'all's product line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot. I mean, multiple times, and still to this day. Acquiring new companies or creating our own new innovations to bring to the market, and it's a much different offering than when I even started 20 years ago.
That fiberglass pultruded impervia product, I've said it on air many times, should put every other window company out of business.
Mm-hmm.
That is, for the money, for the value, I don't know how you can buy a better window functionally, aesthetically, for the Sun Belt.
Yeah. I've had it in my own house since 2007 and still looks brand new today. I mean, I've got the tan color and no chalking, no fading.
Explain what it is, the Impervia Pella product.
Yeah, like you mentioned, it's a pultruded product, which just means that it's being, so instead of an extruded, which most people hear that term with aluminum, you extrude aluminum and you push it through a die. This, it's actually being pulled through a die, the fiberglass. It's pretty complicated, but essentially, you got a heat set injection of chemicals that go into it, the resins, and then it goes through an oven and it cooks it. And then you have this lineal, like a window frame lineal that comes out in these 20-foot sections, and then they cut it into whatever size they need to make the window. And then once they do that, then it goes through the powder coating process, which is really the key to the longevity of the product. I mean, the fiberglass, too, is going to last a long time. But once you powder coat it, and if you know anything about powder coating, it's very durable, scratch resistant, dent resistant, fade resistant. I mean, that's what they make, or they paint, bridges and commercial buildings and steel and things like that out in the environment and patio furniture, and it'll last a very, very long time, longer than any other paint process.
Well, it was a great product when y'all came out with it. It's a great product today, and like I say, it expanded y'all's market reach pretty significantly. It's a great product. It really is.
Yeah.
And y'all got the vinyl, aluminum. I like your vinyl because it's got the aluminum skeleton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's got some meat to it.
Yeah, there is. It does have aluminum on the inside to reinforce different parts of the windows and doors. And they brought out a variety of different colors. And when the coloring process first came out with vinyl, it was a painted on process, and a lot of our competitors started doing it before us, and it failed. So Pella really took their time coming out with different colors. I'm talking dark browns and blacks and ones that are really going to take a beating. Now we have it's a cap system that goes over the outside it's guaranteed not to fade, not to chalk or break down over time, and it's pretty amazing how they've come a long way with it.
Well, let's go back to talking about the pass-through window, because we've talked about the ones that aren't do-it-yourself. They aren't for the homeowner trying to tackle themselves. But let's go back to that masonry 1970s built ranch home where above the kitchen sink is a 4-foot XO aluminum frame sliding window.
Mm-hmm.
We can get that out of there. We can go and mount a countertop on the outside and create that pass-through environment. And that is something a homeowner could do.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's about as inexpensive and as easy as it gets to be able to just put a ledge on the outside of the house, right outside the window, and have some support brackets to hold up the weight in anybody's you know, arms that are resting on there, or the food that you're bringing out. But there again, you've got the divider or the break with the window frame,
the window sill.
Yeah, the sill that's right there. So it's not a, you know, I guess a traditional pass through where it's just smooth all the way across, but it works. You just take the bug screen out, and people have been doing that for a very long time, and still even to this day, we'll get somebody that just doesn't see the value in spending, you know, an exorbitant amount of money on one of these big units, and they just say, I'll just do a sliding window or a single hung and call it good. So,
and folks, if y'all aren't moving the load-bearing points of the windows, and that's the jam on either side, there's a structural header that spans across the top of your opening that carries the weight of everything above that window carrying the roof. If you're not moving that, then it's really just remove. It can be as simple as just remove and replace.
Mm-hmm. It can. And you know, one of the things, or one of the products that's become more and more popular, especially for us, is the awning style window, like we talked about earlier, that's hinged at the top, you know, opens up like a garage door, and it has the gas struts on the side to support the weight and to also assist it when it's being pushed up into the open position. That comes in standard sizes, and I believe goes as wide as 6 feet.
Wow.
And you can, so like a 6 foot by 6 foot, I think is as big as you can go, which is still, I mean, that's a pretty big window.
That's significant.
Yeah. And you can take one of these and do it as a remove and replace type situation. Most of the time, not having to change the header, and you know, it'd be in the scenario of pulling out an exo slider or some single hungs or something like that, and putting it in place, and really giving a dramatic change to that opening, and giving them more of a real pass through type situation.
So you would have to have the foot traffic area outside the window clear.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to make sure your ceiling fans are beyond
beyond
the reach of the window.
Right.
So I didn't realize you could go to 6 foot height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it opens to 90 degrees, so that is something to keep in mind is the head height.
You're going right to
the top of the window frame. Yeah. Yeah. And it's I mean, it's. I'm not going to say it's as affordable as just a sliding window, but it's much more affordable than doing a full bifolding system or a multi-slide, and still getting a very dramatic, cool. I mean, it's one of those wow factor type products that somebody's going to come into your house and you throw that thing open, they're going to go, whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really impressive, and we get a lot of people that come in and specifically ask for those.
I'm old school. I generally call those the hopper style, but now today they're called the awning style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hinged on top, swing out like the old-fashioned, what we used to call knee knocker garage doors.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the big one-piece garage doors.
That's right. You had to stand back as you opened it from outside, or it would clip you right at the shins for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the window conversation. Now, how about the door situation? I mean, you were talking up to 50 feet.
Mm-hmm.
How high can you go with that?
We can the tallest we make is 10 feet.
Okay.
And in most of the new builds, 10 feet is kind of the new 8 foot high. You know,
back
in the day when 8 foot was kind of an oversized door, because most standard size were 6'10".
Yes.
And then you came with an 8 foot. Wow, that's big. And so now people are looking at 10 foot, and sometimes we'll see plans with 12 foot doors as well, which is just crazy big. So, but yeah, we can go 10 feet high, we can go 50 feet wide on the multi-slides, and then I think it's 30, 35 or 40 feet wide with bifolds.
And in Arizona, y'all have several of those installed in a couple of your showrooms. Where can people see those?
Yeah, actually every one of our showrooms, you know, we just remodeled over the past 3-4 years now, I guess. We've been remodeling all of our locations. We have 6 different showrooms spanning between Arizona and Utah, and every one of them has a multi-slide, every one of them has a bifold, and then we also have awning windows that I was just talking about in our Tucson showroom and Flagstaff as well.
And the Tucson showroom remodel came with a new location as well, correct?
Yeah, some of our So Tucson was we moved to a new location for more square footage and in better location. Flagstaff was a brand new. We never had an operation up in Flagstaff, so that's all brand new. It's got all new product in there. And
Gilbert's new location. Scottsdale's the same one.
Right. Yep. Yeah, we refitted Scottsdale, but Gilbert's all new now. And then up in Salt Lake, we've got a location in Sandy, which is right at, you know, basically Salt Lake City. And then up in Park City as well, which if you want to do that janitor job up
yes,
there.
Yes, can... I'll do. I will take Jackson Hole or Park City. I'm not picky.
Yeah.
Either
so,
way.
Yeah, so those are our six locations, and all of them have these products for you to look at and test drive.
And how would someone – would you like them to make an appointment to come in? Is there someone at the showrooms?
Yeah, they're all staffed. The Park City showroom is appointment only.
Okay.
But we have reps up there that could meet you all the time. But, we've got showroom specialists in all of our locations. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then if you need to make an appointment on the weekend, we can do that as well.
All right. We're here with Adam Homer, the Marketing and Business Development Manager at Pella Mountain West. And like I kind of said, from Nogales to British Columbia, I mean, it's Boise, I mean.
Well, so, yeah, we actually, y'all, we
you're
sold.
You're very appropriately named. You're
yeah.
Right up the spine of the Rocky Mountains.
We are. We did sell off Boise and Jackson. About a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we no longer have Southern Idaho or Jackson, but for the listeners on the show, we still have locations all over Arizona, and then if you got a place up in Utah, we can help you up there too.
And how do y'all install?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about that. If you're mm-hmm. considering a window or door app, and we haven't even talked about swinging doors particularly, like y'all's fantastic front door selections you've got. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how a homeowner would engage y'all. How would they approach y'all?
Yes. Well, I mean, we talked about the showrooms. If you want to call or come in, whether it's just a walk-in or set up an appointment, you can do that. If you want to go online and set up an appointment on our scheduler app, you can do that. There's a real-time calendar on there that you can pick your date and time. You want somebody to come right to your house, we can do that as well. And one of our sales consultants can walk you through all of our offerings and pricing and options. You know, like we've talked about these pass-through windows all morning. If you're considering something like that, but you just don't know if your house is set up for it or if, you know, the building itself could handle this, they'll be able to help you figure that out.
And we haven't even talked about the glazing options. Mm-hmm. That's a whole conversation all by itself.
Yeah. And we've got it's our glass is called the Sun Defense glass. It's a triple coat low E with argon. And you can get it tempered or non-tempered, but it'll meet all of the energy, energy requirements for Arizona.
All right. When we get back, I have a trick question for Adam. When you open the back of your house with disappearing walls and disappearing windows, how do you screen that? On a day like today, as beautiful as it is, Jennifer and I will go home this afternoon to our old home that was built in 1966. And we have some large patio slider doors that lead from the kitchen to the back patio, but they are old sliding doors. We've got a new sound system that we will put on our favorite music and either take a nap in the hammock that's hung on the back patio or the easy chairs that are back there or maybe even on the couch in the breakfast room. But we will open the entire house up. And that's what we're talking about today with Adam Homer from Pella Mountain West. And now I've got the trick question. So the new house we're remodeling mm-hmm. is going to be the Pella disappearing doors and windows. And we're going to lay down and take a nap. And it's going to be wide open with the breeze blowing through the house. Mm-hmm. We do have skeeters here.
We do.
We do have skeeters here. Or you've got a big party, and you've got a lot of traffic going in and out, and you're using the space as indoor-outdoor. Do any homeowners want to screen these massive openings, and can you do it?
Yeah. It's a good question, and we do. We have people ask, and we do have some options, but if I'm involved in the project and our team in general too, I'll usually bring them through a series of questions just to kind of give them perspective of what they're asking me. you know, meaning that let's say you've got that customer that's building this custom home up in, you know, up in North Scottsdale, and they've got a 30-foot wide door,
right,
10 feet tall. I mean, the thing's massive. And on a daily basis, you're probably not using that door as your primary egress to the outs. You're not letting the dog out through that thing, right? Especially when it's automated. Because more than likely, you've got another door right next to it,
sure,
or within the same proximity that's a hinge door.
A service door.
Exactly. Service door. Thank you. So, so that's their primary way to get out, in and out of the house. The big door is typically being used when they have these gatherings, the parties,
baby,
whatever, or on the, you know, Saturday afternoon where they're opening up the house and just want to, you know, have the breeze come through. And so first thing I asked, and again, keep in mind, a lot of people that are living in Arizona are not from here. And so maybe they're from the South or something where bugs are a real problem, right? Here, they're just more of a little bit of a nuisance. You've got the mosquitoes, you've got the flies. So you kind of, you talk through that. And then you also talk about, you know, because this isn't being used all the time, is screening something that you really think, you know, you've got a house full of people, you got 50 people at your house for this party that you've thrown.
Traffic in and
traffic,
out.
Traffic, you know, everybody is in and out all after, you know, all evening long. Are you really going to want the people, you're not going to have a doorman opening and closing that screen. So you expect the guests to be opening and closing the screen to keep the bugs out? That's ridiculous. No, of course you're not. That the door is going to be open and you're just going to have to deal with the bugs.
You know, one component we haven't talked about is in the disappearing walls. Y'all have the threshold. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it on the countertop where it's smooth and pass through, but y'all's disappearing, your disappearing walls threshold, it can be perfectly smooth with the indoor outdoor.
Yeah, it can, and we've got multiple types. We do have a weather threshold, which is what we recommend. So if you do get wind driven rain during monsoon season, it's not going to leak and it'll drain out. If you've got wood flooring, it's almost an absolute must,
yes,
to have a weather type track. So because if that floor gets wet, it's going to be ruined. But we also have a 1-inch tall flush track that the flooring goes in between, you know, the stainless steel track in there. So it is a completely smooth transition inside to out.
That's a good looking unit.
It is. It's really nice. And it's what most people have in their head. But once you start talking through the practicality of that and the fact that if they're hosing off the patio or there is a wind driven rain, there's nothing really stopping it. I mean, there's some weather stripping on the bottom of the doors, but there's really not a lot keeping it out. And then also the critters, whether it's bugs or snakes, that's another thing that's not really going to keep those things from coming in your house. And as soon as you mention those things, like, let's just do that weather track. to get back to the screen question for a second.
Okay.
For somebody that really pushes me on it and says, you know what, I understand what you're saying, but I still want a screen.
Okay.
So we don't sell screens for those big openings, but we have partners in the industry that do. There's a couple of brands out there. Brio is one that we use on a regular basis for these big units. And they're, think of an accordion shade in your house, like a sunshade that's pleated. It's, instead of it being horizontal, it's a vertical, and it has strings, and it's really heavy duty, and it's a thick mesh. But for, again, a 30-foot opening, you need a pretty robust screen to hold up. So they, once the door is installed, they'll come after the fact and put the screen in for you. We don't do that service, but they can, and you can solve the problem that way.
Adam, thanks a million for joining us again this Saturday. An Hour with Adam. It's always educational.
Thanks, guys.
Of Pella Mountain West.